This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.
Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Man, I tell you, don't you get that right there? We are made righteous by what Jesus does. I'm so glad it ain't anything I do that make me righteous, but it's in him. Let me read that again. That's what's a powerful verse. For he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin. He knew no sin. We knew sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Praise the Lord. We are made righteous in Christ. And this breastplate of righteousness show us that we're operating in him. I love this verse. I hope you get this verse here. Jeremiah 23:6. Jeremiah 23:6 says this. In the days Judah shall be saved, and Israel shall dwell safely. And this is his name. Listen to this. Whereby he shall be called the Lord our righteous. And I hope in your Bible all of that is all caps. The Lord our righteous. We are our righteousness. Let me get it right. The Lord our righteousness. Because it's all in him. The only thing the Father will accept is the Son. So the question is, are you in him? If you have that truth, you're going to operate on that truth. And that breastplate of righteousness is going to protect your heart. Wow, because it's based on truth. I hope you understand truth was that foundation. And then everything builds upon that truth. And Jesus Christ is the chief cornerstone, where everything builds upon righteousness. Here's what Psalms 129, this is awesome. We had Bible study, me and my sons, and my son picked this verse out. And I'm like, man, this goes right along with the message today. And it's Psalms 129, verse 4. Psalms 129, verse 4. It says, the Lord is righteous, not us. He hath cut asunder the cords of the wicked. Praise the Lord. That's what righteousness will do. It will cut asunder the cords of the wicked. Man, the question is, are you righteous? Are you righteous in him? Jesus Christ has made us righteous. We can't do anything to be righteous but believe on Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. And what must we believe is that he is the Son of God. He is the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. He hung on the cross, he bled and died, and in 3 days he rose from the grave with all power. We have an example here in Abraham. Romans chapter 4, verse 3. Listen to this. Romans chapter 4, verse 3 says this. Oh man, I love it. For what saith the scripture? Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. Man, I don't think I even need to go any further. That clears it up right there. We are made righteous by believing on him. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his grace and mercy, he saved us. The Bible said there's none righteous, no, not.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.
This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.